Game on! 3B is back and powered by Virtual Game World and Rogers, where virtual reality is a reality. Virtual reality game pods with tons of games and entertainment for kids of all ages. Back to the boys.
That's right, you can swing by there. Say swing by because they got the virtual golf out there. Play 18 holes. It doesn't even matter if it's raining, it's cold, whatever. Grab yourself a beer. Go sit down and play 18 holes. You can do that right there at Virtual Game World, 115 North Dixieland in Rogers. I'm really excited about this. Bailey, you got into golf a few years back.
When I was eight.
When you were eight. Well, you hadn't played. You, like, picked it up.
Yeah.
I say, like, where you came back and started playing.
I got a little more serious about it about 8 years ago.
Right.
Ten years ago.
And we've been playing, and we play a lot of these, you know, tournaments and stuff through the year to help out charities and such.
Definitely.
But
anytime we can play for free.
Right.
This whole golf thing, that I don't even understand how it's, you know, feasible for most people to do it. And, you know, because it's something that you got to have a little bit of money to do. And it's a shame that you don't see more people playing golf.
Right. And, well, it's expensive, first off. You know, like, it's not a cheap sport. And we can get away with it every once in a while, go and play.
Right.
But, like I said, when you're winning, though.
Exactly.
And there's a golfer in the room that is better than both you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Scott Gardner is here, a professional golfer for the last how many years?
Since 2000.
2000?
Yeah.
All right. And did you play in Australia in 2000?
Yeah, I played in Australia in 2000, played a few years on the European Tour, and then I've been over in the States since 2005, playing the web.com and PGA Tours and... You're now looking to get into coaching.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the coaching thing coming up in a bit. But first,
he's being real modest, by
right.
the way, about his accomplishments, because we've got a whole list. Just do the PGA Tour.
The PGA
alone.
Tour finished 13th in the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am, 18th in the Sony Open, 18th in the Wells Fargo Open, played in the last group alongside Phil Mickelson.
Huge.
And that was just 2013 to 2015.
It's just a couple years of just... dominant success there. So
right.
That's fantastic.
And there is a love story involved. That's why you're here. We're like, all right, why are you here, Scott? Like, why are you in the middle of Arkansas? Did you ever think you would be at Arkansas?
No. You know, I was pretty naive to all the states in America growing up so far away in Australia.
Yeah.
But I met my wife playing the web.com tour in Fort Smith when they played the event there at Hardscrabble. That was in 2006, and I've been living in Farmington, Arkansas ever since.
That's so crazy.
Listen,
Farmington, Arkansas.
You're not the first Aussie to be snagged by an Arky. Like, our women here, for some reason, find you guys. You guys and the Kiwis.
All right.
They're just like, come on. I don't know. You guys are moving over here, taking all our women.
That's right.
I don't know. Maybe they can't understand me. That's why.
Maybe they
understand us.
Oh, there you go.
That could be it. Well, and of course, you've taken a little bit of a break off the tour, but now you're doing some teaching.
Yeah, I'm going to do some lessons at Virtual Game World on, you know, you've already mentioned.
Yeah, 115 North Dixie Lane, right there in Rogers.
Yeah, and they have a great setup there. They have a lot of virtual stuff. They do some shooting, some archery, some Formula One, and some pods.
Yeah, yeah.
My son was up there this afternoon. He was doing some rides in the ocean. You know, they have roller coasters. It's a lot of fun.
With the virtual reality
with
goggles.
The pods and all that stuff.
Yeah, and the pods.
Did he almost get... I almost got sick on that thing. It made me a little seasick.
Yeah, well, he got some reactions. I videotaped it and sent it to his mom. And,
yeah.
It was pretty cool.
Some of our friends did the same thing. They are just... they freak out on those pods.
So with the virtual golf, though, and this is something that both Brandon and I have done. I love it over there. It's... How does it feel to you as a pro golfer? You know, obviously it's not going to feel exactly like the real thing, but I thought it felt, you know, pretty close.
Well, it's great because you can get feedback on every shot that you hit. Like every shot you hit, you know how far it went, what direction, and you know, you get to see the landscapes of all these great courses. I believe there's about 80 from all around the world.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's pretty unique, and particularly with the weather turning now, it's the only way you're going to get to play.
Yeah,
right. When
exactly.
You're not thinking about, my gosh, I got the winter gloves on. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to. I hate winter golf. It's the worst. So getting into indoors and playing indoor golf might be something you want to think about. All right. So if we want to have Scott Gardner teach us lessons. How do we do that? How can we sign up for these?
Well, you can contact Virtual Game World. The phone number there is 479-282-1677. I'm on Twitter, @guard76.
Okay.
And
yeah, and pretty much they'll start setting up the times. We'll relay them to everyone as well and let everyone know.
So you can have happening. You can have a guy who was on the PGA Tour sit and look at your swing and say, "That was awful.
That sucked.
You gotta here. Let me just. Will you help? Like, will you actually?
Are you very truthful when it comes to teaching? Like,
you gotta be right.
Right.
You gotta be. You gotta. The student has to see results. If they don't see the results, they're gonna be looking to try something else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you had some good coaches throughout your tour? I mean,
yeah, I've had some great coaches. I've had I've worked with Claude Harmon, who was coaching Adam Scott at the time. I've worked with Cameron McCormick, who coaches Jordan Spieth, the coach of Dale Lynch, who coached Aaron Baddeley and Jeff Ogilvy, and also worked with the coach of the current world number one, Cole Swatton, who's Jason Day is the number one player. But you know, I've had relationships with all those guys. I've seen the structure that's made them great and, you know, where they do things that other players don't. And I've seen them, you know, warm up at tournaments playing alongside them.
Right.
You know, one of my biggest claims to fame was I beat Jason Day in a playoff in Australia back when in a pro tournament early.
Do you
in
remind
history.
Him of it a you, lot? Right, do you like send like, him a Christmas card right. and say, "Hey, remember?"
No,
the trophy.
Or the day that you did it, you just send him a card, you know, and say, "Never forget."
Anniversary.
The moment it happened, I knew that was going to be my claim to fame. Cause,
oh yeah,
you know, we could see him coming. He was good from, you know, I remember seeing his scores as a, you know, 15, 16 year old and thinking, you know, in schoolboys tournaments, thinking, "Oh yeah, they've got the tees forward for this kid," but I don't think they did. He was just good.
Yeah, he's really
well, he is good.
And so you just basically had one of the best games, you know, one of the best rounds of golf, you know, in your life.
Yeah, well, I think I shot at my lowest four-round total. I shot 23 under. He, you know, birdied the last four to get in a playoff with me, and then I just outlasted him. I kept on hitting good shots, and he was making putts across the green.
What do you attribute to just getting in that kind of groove? Is it just like doing repetitiously approaching the ball, looking at the ball, swinging the same way every time?
Yeah, just, you know, having good fundamentals and being aware of what makes you play good, and, you know, having a mentor to tell you makes it easier to keep on track and be
right.
more consistent, which is what every golfer is trying to attain, is consistency.
Right.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, there's a golfer that's like really flashy and stuff like that. Does it take a lot of energy sometimes? I mean, do you got to get, I see some people, you know, the fist pumps, the yelling in the crowd or screaming at a hole. But
I'm sure that's not planned. That's in the moment.
I'd rather play with somebody who's being positive than somebody who is, you know, saying how bad their life is or their putter is going to be lucky to make the round. I'd rather be with somebody who's fist pumping.
Don't play with Brandon.
No.
Brandon's like throwing clubs.
You better duck because I will throw I'll throw the pin.
Yeah.
I will just chuck it.
Like a javelin. Like,
we need to get him in the simulator and we'll brush that aside.
Hey,
I don't know, man.
I'm down to do that.
I just think he needs a beer or something.
That
you
can
know?
Help.
Calm the nerves.
They have a great bar and the European bistro there. So
yeah.
See,
yeah.
I'm
get
I'm,
some aiming fluid.
I'm the positive golf player because I don't expect for anything to go my way. You know, and when it does, I'm the fist bumping, you know, fist pumping, and
it went forward.
Guy. Yeah,
left the tee box.
Well, exactly.
Everybody starts with the intention of golf being fun, and that's, you know, that's how I tried to play my career. That's why I think I was able to stay in the game for 16 years through my attitude and you know, being able to, I don't know, recreate the images of playing with my friends when I grew up, because that's when we all improve, when we
right.
have a positive outlook. And,
sure.
So, yeah. So do you think you're just done with pro golf? You mentioned a couple of injuries. Any chance you'll get back out there on a tour?
Well, I'm still a member of a web.com tour, so if I happen to get a start or qualified for an event, there's quite a few.
So you're not ruling it out. You're not ruling it out.
Yeah, well, it's what I've done. It's always been my passion. But you know, having parents as teachers, I've always wanted to help people too. So
yeah,
you know, that's rubbed off, and you know, I'd like to pass on the messages that I've learned. I've, you know, been able to travel the world for 20 years I did some in amateur golf. I've competed in 30 different countries, and I don't think there's anybody who can offer that kind of experience.
It's absolutely incredible.
And I'd like to see more, you know, I'd like to see more kids out there playing golf, and especially younger ones, you know, out there doing that. So hopefully moms and dads, if you're interested in this at all, this is at Virtual Game World in Rogers on Dixieland Road.
Yeah, you can contact them. I got the number. It's 282-1677. That's 282-1677. And Jürgen is awesome out there. He's such a good dude. You're going to start doing lessons here over the wintertime, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have... if you have multiple children, if one of them likes golf and the others are more into Formula One or virtual games, you know, one can get a lesson, the others can...
go play.
Go and play.
That's right. It's a lot of fun.
You're not giving any lessons on Formula One, are you? Right. Have you tried that thing? It's actually pretty difficult.
It is difficult.
Yeah, it's like, it gives you a whole new respect for race car driving.
I'll leave it to Jürgen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, he's a big Formula One guy.
Well, this is what we're going to do. Coming up, you can follow us on 3B's Facebook page. We're going to have a little putt-off in the hall.
It's on there right now.
Right. You can go check it out. Go to 3B's Facebook page. We're going to do a little putt off with Scott here. And you guys want to check out more, get lessons from the one and only Scott Gardner. I can't believe this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, by the way.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. So go check it out. And we appreciate you hanging out with us. It's on, though. I mean, I'm taking no prisoners. I'm gonna putt my heart out here in the hallway.
Well, it doesn't have to be a one-off thing. I'll come back. You guys are fine.
All right, good. All right, there we go. Good deal. We'll take a quick break, guys. Coming back, we're going to talk to a few guys from Core Beer, and we got to wrap up this week. This is the last day before Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that coming up on 3B. It's New Rock 104.9 The X.